I have a client that has purchased a number of domain names that are specific to their business of renting groundwork machinery. Mm-hmm. They have a main company site and have now purchased domains such as used-mower.co.uk, bandit-chipper.co.uk, etc. They have asked me the following. Would it be possible to create a one-pager for each of the new domains with a link to the relevant part of the main site, or would it be better to create a link straight to the site without the one-page? Do you think this would drive much more traffic to the website, and would these links appear high on Google searches if someone typed in, quote, used mower, quote, for instance? As far as I'm aware, Google does not like individual pages being produced to get the user to link through. I have had a search on Google, and the consensus seems to be in favour of a simple 301 redirect. However, if this is done, is there any advantage of owning these domains other than the fact that competitors can't get them? Thanks for your time, and if you can offer any advice, that would be great. Thanks. Lyndon.
Yeah, that used to be the case. So there was a tactic that was used quite a lot, which was known as doorway pages, where you'd kind of create a page that was really well
optimized. Doorway. Yes, doorway pages.
Yeah, really well optimized for a particular term, and then the whole purpose of that website was to get you to click through to another website. Mm. And the shorthand version is that Google didn't like that. It came down on it really hard. It didn't really work anymore. So there's an argument in that case against microsites, i.e. a one-pager. Because
was that the other name for them, Kelvin? Microsites?
Yeah, yeah. Microsites get used in this kind of... And people talk about using microsites for SEO. And there is... It's not one of those decisions where there's a one right answer, one wrong answer. There's kind of a combination of the two that works here. Now, I wouldn't advise that anyone go out and buy up hundreds of domains, all of which had different keyword variations, bung up one page, and the only purpose of that page is to link to their main site. That's not going to work. But what they said there, Lyndon said, that's very true, is if you own a domain name and 301 it to your site, the only benefit you're getting from that is the potential that someone types that in and then ends up in your website. So if you're using hyphenated ones or not the, you know, not the obvious domain extension like a .biz or something, it's very unlikely you're going to get any typing traffic there. So if you've bought them, he is right. The only real benefit there is the fact that your competitors can't own them. However, there is a sort of middle ground here, which is at the moment, and it's been the case for probably a year or so now, and a lot of people don't know how long this is going to last, but Google, particularly Bing and Yahoo don't in comparison, absolutely love exact match domain names. So if you're going after one particular keyword and your domain name is an exact, so it's, I don't know, you know, blue trumpet, I don't know, you wouldn't buy a blue trumpet, but say everyone was really interested
in the mind of Kelvin Newman.
So yeah, say there was a big trend that everyone wanted to buy blue trumpets and you owned bluetrumpet.com. There's a good chance if you build up a small website around that that's focused around that term, it's not that highly competitive, you'll be able to rank for that.
Now, Kelvin, hyphenated or not hyphenated?
I prefer non-hyphenated domain names because they seem a little bit less spammy. Google are quite good at being able to tell the difference where one word stops and another one doesn't. But that's kind of a matter of taste rather than a matter of Google policy, really. So what I would say is if some of those domains that he's bought or that his client has bought have significant search volumes in their own right, there is an argument you should consider building a little website around them. And I'm not saying one page, like a 5-10 page website, which kind of is absolutely focused on that topic. You can build a few links to it and get it to rank on that term, and ideally have its own conversion point within that site rather than sending someone off to another website. That can work. However, for most people, that's not the most effective use of their time, because if they've got to build 20 different websites, maybe that'll take them a couple of months to do. They've got to write all that content out. In a lot of cases, they would have been better spending that time on the original site. However, if you've got one website that's currently number one for all your main keywords, really doing really, really well, and you're looking for that next step, then maybe exploring some of these microsites might be a good way of doing it. Or just as a little way to trial a new market, i.e. bunging up a little website, see what happens, get it a few directory links, see if it starts to rank, and then invest some real attention in it. So microsites don't always work, and they might not work forever, but at the moment you can bung them up quite quickly and do quite well off the back of that if it matches the keyword exactly.
So a microsite as opposed to a doorway site?
Yeah, I think the distinction
there is a difference.
Yeah, in my distinction, a microsite is that it's kind of freestanding and will work on its own. And the visitor of that site would be perfectly happy visiting that site. You're not trying to mislead them. I don't think anyone should be trying to do that. It's a kind of, say, okay, so say we are, say you're a fitness supplier. So you supply fitness equipment. And me and Andy both use, you know, exercise balls as work desk chairs. So maybe there's an argument if you could get exercise desk chair or something like that. You could produce a little microsite dedicated to that specific topic, explaining why you would use it, why you wouldn't use it, what's good for it, what things you might want to bear in mind. It's a freestanding website, works very well, and on that site it might be possible to buy that product.
Yeah,
right. That's supplementary to your main website and kind of freestanding and works perfectly well there. But instead, if you're just doing it, buying loads up, buying up 200 words worth of copy and hope, getting your fingers crossed that Google are going to love it, it's unlikely it's going to work. So they've got to be some real sort of investment in those websites to really get the value from them.